Marchioness okay. seconds.
Sorry, it's been moved and seconded at the meeting minutes of November 21st to be approved. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing no objection, the minutes are unanimously approved. Cottrell, did we receive any public comment for our meeting today?
No, not that I'm aware of.
All right. So everybody on this committee is a veteran. You're very familiar with FPS, and you're very familiar with the motions. Pardon me. I think I'm back on the record. You're very familiar with the matters pending before us today. For those listening in, if you are a court listening in that you have a request pending, I'll call on you. Again, as we state in all our meetings, we're going to move through this pretty expeditiously. We are not intending in any way to prevent or dissuade folks from making comment. We're just recognizing that given the thorough nature of these submissions, most questions are already addressed and answered, but if there are questions, please ask them. So, folks, I'm going to move through these in order. I would note, as I'm sure you see, each of the six requests today are amended requests. So they're just changing the amounts involved in the holdbacks, as noted in the reports. I'm going to start with Sierra. Do we have any representatives from Sierra on the line? Okay, it doesn't appear so. That's not necessary. Courts are invited to appear, but based upon the submission, they do not need to. So the first, there's two submissions from Sierra. We're going to handle them separately. The first is a request of $15,346, which is simply a request to increase the original request, which was $12,457, by $2,889 for new furniture. So I'm going to pause here. Any questions from any committee members or any concerns about Sierra's request for the increase? All right. A pause. I've waited. I hear no questions. Is there a motion to approve Sierra's first request for the 2889 increase for a total of 15?
Marchioness so moves.
Thank you.
Bartleson second.
Been moved and seconded that Sierra's new request of 15346 be approved. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously and is approved. Sierra has a second request before us, which is in the same fashion. It decreases its original amount of $24,611 by $2,889 down to $21,732. So you can see how those numbers mirror each other, folks. And this is a decrease from a separate request for facility repairs and maintenance. Upon review, is there a motion to approve?
Gabe moves.
Second.
Moved and seconded that Sierra's request to decrease its original amount of $24,621 to $21,732. The amount is actually $2,889 is approved. Any objection to that request and submission? Hearing none, Sierra's second request, as just detailed, is approved unanimously. Moving next to Napa, do we have any representatives from Napa on the call?
Hi, good morning. This is Bob Fleshman, Executive Officer with the court.
Good morning. We have your request. I'll just summarize very briefly. It's an amount to amend your remaining amount of $14,038 to the original $418,000 for your CMS system. Any detail you want to add to that? We've reviewed the submission. Is there anything you want to add to that, Mr. Fleshman?
No, just to add that I think, as with many courts, our implementation is extended far further than we originally intended. I think the more salient point, though, is that the vendor we had chose to do this work to fill in the gaps with our product went out of business and no longer does the work. So we have to close out this PO anyway this year and just seek to roll it over so that we can complete the work in the upcoming fiscal year. And that is all.
Great. I appreciate that clarification. Upon consideration, is there a motion to approve Napa's request?
Bartleson moves.
I'll give Bartleson the move. And was there a second in there?
Planet seconds.
Has been moved and seconded that the Napa request to amend the fiscal year to expand the remaining $14,038 to its total balance of $418 from 2019-20 to 2021 be approved. Any objections to that request? Thank you, folks. Hearing none, NAPA's request is unanimously approved. NAPA, thanks so much for your presence on the line this morning.
Thank you.
Turning next to San Benito, is there any representative on the call from San Benito this morning?
Good morning. This is Terry Singh, fiscal manager.
Thank you so much. So we have your request today. In summary, it's to add $98,824 to your original request of $415,801. Like many of our requests, this is for a case management system, and it changes the years of your expenditures as noted in your request. Between the years 2019-20, 2021, and 21-22 is noted. San Benito, you've submitted the request that's been reviewed. Is there anything else you want to add to it? All right. Is there any questions for San Benito this morning?
Not at this time.
Great. Any committee members have any questions for the San Benito rep? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve San Benito's request?
Martinez moves.
Moves, second.
Moved and seconded that the request from San Benito as detailed be approved. Any objections to San Benito's request? Hearing none, I'm going to deem the request approved unanimously by the committee. San Benito, thank you so much for your participation this morning and your submission.
Thank you.
Moving next to Sutter Superior Court's request. Any representatives from Sutter on the line this morning?
Good morning. This is Joe Azevedo, Court Fiscal Officer.
Good morning, Mr. Azevedo. So we have your request before us this morning to amend the fiscal year to expend the balance of your $245,112 requests, again for a CMS case management system. From 1920 to 2021. Did you want to add anything to your request or any detail at all?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from the committee members for Sutter? So this is essentially rolling it over to the next year. Any objection to Sutter's request as detailed?
I think you need a motion, Judge Conklin.
That would probably help, Judge Gabe. So I assume you're making that motion.
I'm making the motion, yes.
Okay.
Bartleson second.
Thank you. It's nice to have efficient committee members. So it's been moved and seconded that Sutter's request be approved, and now that we actually have a motion, any objections? Hearing none. Sutter, thank you so much. Your request is unanimously approved.
Thank you, Judge.
And finally, moving to Kern, we have the request before us to amend the fiscal year to expend the $675,688 for, again, its case management system. This is a rollover from 1920 to 21-22. Do you have any representatives from Kern on the call?
This is Travis Andreas, Deputy Court Executive Officer.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Do we have any questions from any committee members for Kern regarding its request as detailed? Great. And before I call for a vote, I'll call for a motion.
Yamasaki moves approval.
Is there a second? Rule seconds. It's been moved and seconded that Kern's request as detailed be approved. Any objection from any committee members to Kern's request? Hearing none, Kern, your request is approved unanimously by the committee. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so we have one other matter on our agenda, but before we do that, I just want to check with Cottrell. Cottrell, have we considered now all the requests submitted by courts?
We have.
Great. So now we're moving to item number two. It's a children's waiting room distribution and fund balance policy action item. Cottrell, can you summarize this for us, please?
Sure. This is a consideration of recommendations to streamline the current children's waiting room distribution and fund balance policy and review process. This eliminates the requirement for annual reporting by courts that have judicial counsel approved adjustments to their CWR fund balance. We're recommending 3 points. The first is a recommendation to the council on each court's CWR request come directly from the fiscal planning subcommittee. The second is that we remove the requirement for annual reporting by courts that receive a CWR cap adjustment. And the third is to direct budget services staff to revise current forms that meet policy requirements based on those actions taken by the Judicial Council when considering the TICBAC's recommendation.
Okay, so what efficiency does this gain, Cottrell, just in summary?
Oh, essentially it eliminates the need for additional input from TICBAC prior to going to the Judicial Council for approval. In essence, it replicates the current funds held on behalf process where items go from FPS to the council. We are suggesting a policy similar to that with the CWR process. The difference, though, any policy changes that are considered for CWR still need approval from TICBAC, so that too is similar to the funds held on behalf process.
Great. So if this is approved today, then it goes to TICBAC at its next meeting for final approval?
That is correct.
Okay. Thanks for that summary. Any questions for Cottrell on this from any committee members? Wow, you guys are efficient this morning. Okay, so Cottrell's done a very nice job, as always, summarizing those recommendations. Is there a motion to approve the recommendation?
Bartleson moves.
Great, Kim, thank you. Is there a second?
Yamasaki seconds as well.
Moved and seconded that the recommendations as set forth in the report be approved. Any objection from any committee members on that? Hearing no objections, it's approved unanimously. Cottrell, does that conclude our business today?
It does.
All right, folks, you're great. I told all the litigants on the calendar I'd be back in 15 minutes, and I've got 30 seconds to go. Is there anything for the good of the order today? Since I've got you all on the line, you all know that the TICBAC meeting that was today has been delayed for a matter of weeks. We're busy working through FMS to TICBAC, obviously, to deal with some pretty significant issues. As soon as we get information on that, we'll be reaching out to everybody to sort of advise them what's going on. So really hang tight. Really appreciate your help. Anything else for the good of the order? All right, you guys.
Have a safe weekend.
Pardon me?
Have a safe weekend.
Yeah, everybody be safe and healthy. That's the most important thing. We can deal with everything else. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.